Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I'm currently working with an inside sales team whose marketing department was producing huge numbers of leads for them. So many leads that, in fact, the sales department wasn't working on any of them. They were overwhelmed and they weren't calling them, or at least calling them through fruition, and the closing ratio was dropping dramatically. As a result, the marketing department got frustrated and cut them off, stopped generating leads until the sales team, quote unquote, got their act together. So whose fault was this? Well, it certainly wasn't the sales team's fault because they were exceptional sellers. And it certainly wasn't the marketing's team fault because they were producing great amount of leads. But when I started to analyze what was really going on, I found a single point of breakdown. And it was as simple as this. The marketing team and the sales team hadn't sat down and actually agreed and defined what a lead was. I know this sounds really simple, but what was happening is the marketing team's definition of a good quality lead and the sales team's definition of a good quality lead were wildly different. And that's where the breakdown and the frustration and the anger and the incendiary warfare occurred. Regardless of the method you choose for identifying your most promising contacts and leads, you can't conduct this exercise in isolation. Perpetually booming organizations ensure that sales and marketing are aligned on which specific prospects or buyers to pursue, and both sales and marketing have access to accurate data and insights on that target group. When sales and marketing are in agreement with the definition of a target, more contacts, more leads will emerge, and more sales will close and close more quickly, which brings happiness to everybody. So why is this so critical? Well, first of all, when we look at those best companies that are constantly trying to improve their results, they have their sales teams working in harmony, not disharmony. They work side by side to define contact and lead criteria, pre-qualification methodology, and all their client attraction activities. They also share responsibility for contact and lead counts. This runs counter to most organizations, which tend to pit sales and marketing against each other, isolating them into sales and marketing silos. Think about this. Marketing, in my client example, thought that they were doing an extraordinary job because they were overproducing leads, but they hadn't thought to talk to sales about how many leads both the team needed and could handle. And as a result, the sales team was overwhelmed and leads were falling by the wayside. The result is a boom and bust sales cycle. When the sales team needs the leads, they call, they make lots of sales. When they're overworked, they let the leads go to waste or they go cold and then they don't close them. But when sales and marketing are working as a team to calculate the quantity and identify the quality criteria of each leads, and together they pursue those leads, the resulting efficiency and effectiveness creates growth, massive growth. Either everyone plays in the same key, delighting all those who hear it, or they play in various keys, causing noise that drives people away. So the second reason that marketing and sales coordination is critical is that it prevents potential long-term prospects from being discarded by short-term priorities of a sales force. When contacts are passed to the sales team for conversion to leads, questions around buying timeframe must be prominent. In other words, what is the timeframe of the purchase decision is a question you need to be asking. For sales teams, a quick or timely timeframe is key. But if sales and marketing are working together, the timeframe will be considered in the context of other factors, which prevents losing future opportunities or chasing poor leads in the present. For example, if the time frame is not right for an immediate sale, but this contact is of an ideal profile, the perfect buyer, the contact will be nurtured by marketing until the time is ripe. If marketing and sales are not aligned with this process, there's a great risk that this high quality contact who's not ready to buy yet will be eliminated from the sales pipeline because sales is distracted by those leads that are moving quickly through the pipeline towards a sale. And this works the other way around as well. Marketing may have developed a lead where the timing is excellent, but if the lead is less than ideal, the seller will disqualify it out of the pipeline quickly and completely because the likelihood of winning is too low. So my action step for you this week is simple. Get your sales and marketing teams together in a room. Define the best quality leads. What's your ideal target and the number of leads and the timing of those leads? Work out the process together, and I guarantee it will not only increase the number of leads that are flowing into the pipeline, but increase your win rate and cause your company to grow.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.